time once again to, as we get further and further into the spring season, a lot more outdoor activities happening in the Twin Cities, and Minneapolis Public Schools is being a part of a lot of these outdoor activities as well. And I'm so excited to have Jenny Borden, Active Living Coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools, on once again. Jenny, it's that time of year again. It's time for Let's Roll MPS. We'll get into that in just a second. But again, we've got National Bike to School Day coming up here very shortly. What is MPS doing to kind of celebrate that day as well?
Yep. Now is the time, isn't it, Manny? Good morning. National Bike to School Day is Wednesday, May 8th. And in Minneapolis Public Schools, we celebrated it as Bike, Walk, and Roll to School Day. So participation is really simple. It's kind of right in the name. On May 8th, or schools kind of will pick any day in May, so not everybody will celebrate on May 8th, but sometime around then, kids will walk or bike or roll to school in the morning. There's a national website where a lot of our schools have signed up to be participating. So when they do that, they get kind of extra things to make their event fun. And so that'll look a little different at every school, but it mostly looks like kids arriving on foot or by bike, and they get stickers. Some celebrate with other fun at arrival, like a school mascot. And then schools that organize really fun events, sometimes they arrange a meetup spot away from the school where families meet up, and so that everybody can walk together. So that's what we'll be doing on the morning of National Bike to School Day. So it's sort of a walk, bike, roll. But we do want to celebrate biking. And so then in the afternoon, we will be hosting our annual bike ride, the Let's Roll MPS, from the Nutrition Center.
Amazing. So let's get into specifically how Let's Roll MPS works. It's a 5.5 mile bicycle ride, and it's part of National Bike to School Day on Wednesday, May 8th, like you mentioned. And what is all going to happen on during our Let's Roll MPS?
Yeah, you got it. So it is a 5.5 mile bike ride, but it's actually longer, because one of the main reasons we hold it is to celebrate school bike efforts. And so I think, as you know, we are one of the best biking school districts in the nation. And our fourth and fifth graders across the district work really hard at school on bikes through our traveling bike fleets to first learn how to ride a bike, because some kids in fourth and fifth grade don't know how to ride a bike. And then after they learn that, they learn how to safely navigate our city. And so schools across Minneapolis are working on biking, and many of them are working to get ready to come to the Let's Roll. And so on May 8th, they will bike here to the Nutrition Center, arriving by 2 p.m. Huge shout out to MPS staff, and especially PE teachers, because they are the ones that most of them are through their PE classes. And then we all arrive here. It's an open invitation too. So we have community members, we have staff, we have families, we have people kind of across the district as well. So these school groups are the main, the majority of the participants, but there's lots of other folks. And then from there at 2 p.m., we head out into the city. So this year we're biking down Plymouth into Theater Worth, and then we spend a little time in Theater Worth, and then we bike back to the Nutrition Center at 812 Plymouth, and where we celebrate with a true food meal. So we are the Nutrition Center, so we serve quality food here, and we will be serving some of the great things that we serve for school lunch. I think on the menu it includes our beet hummus and our quinoa salad, along with, I think we have some other, like, I think it's a hot dog and our black bean burger. So we serve great food in our school lunchrooms, and we celebrate at the Let's Roll with our true food at the end.
Awesome. Jenny Borden, Active Living Coordinator with Minneapolis Public Schools, is our guest. The Let's Roll MPS event happening on Wednesday, May 8th, a 5.5 mile bicycle ride that helps celebrate National Bike to School Day. So you mentioned going through Theo Worth Park. So does the route for Let's Roll MPS, does that change every year? Do you guys kind of decide on what the route is going to be every year?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have for the last, we've been doing this since 2016, and we've had a couple different routes. But for the last several years, we've gone across the Stone Arch Bridge. The children really love that. It really wows them. But as you know, the Stone Arch Bridge is out this year. Yeah. And so that gave us the opportunity to come up with a new ride. And I love our Stone Arch Bridge ride, but I'm super, super excited about this ride because we're really going through the city. We're going through neighborhoods. And so one of the things that we're trying to get the word out is be aware, of course, on May 8th, it's National Bike to School Day. Kids will be walking and biking to school, probably even greater numbers. But then in the afternoon, we have our kids biking over here, and then we'll be biking from 2 to 4, kind of to Worth and back. So just be aware if you're a driver, drive carefully, watch for kids. But you can also actually come out and cheer for us. And so this is a great new option because it used to be people really would want to participate, but maybe they're not quite ready to bike with 200 kids or 200 people. And so you can actually just line the route of Plymouth or of 16th and just come out and watch our amazing students, our school bike groups, and all these supportive community partners and friends and staff bike along with us. So that makes me super excited about our new route this year that we'll be heading to Worth. And then Worth is gorgeous, so we're super excited to go to Worth as well.
Yeah, that just sounds like so much fun. Jenny, how can people get involved with this? I know you said it's kind of open to really anybody in the community who wants to participate. So how can people get more involved?
Yep. So number one, be aware, drive carefully. Number two, come out and cheer for us. Number three, if you want to help, we still need volunteers. So we do have people that bike along and volunteer and help us keep us safe, and then people that help us at the Culinary Center. But number four, if you like to bike, you could show up and bike with us. So, and to do that, it's really simple. B2 812 Plymouth, the Nutrition Center, by 2 p.m. on your own bicycle with your own helmet, and you will get to join in the fun.
And what's kind of the overall idea behind putting something like this together? I mean, obviously, it helps celebrate National Bike to School Day, but, you know, it feels like it's another really great way to just kind of bring the community together as well.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Our mission in Culinary and Wellness Services is healthy eating, regular physical activity, and community connections. And so this event brings all three together. At the heart, it's about the kids. We live in the best biking city in the United States. Yeah. That is true. And so if you are a Minneapolis kid, that is part of your inheritance and it's part of your culture. And we believe you deserve full access. And so this event is about our kids having full access to our city and all the partners and community members and organizations that make that happen, that care about kids and care about biking and care about kids being able to be safe and free and joyful in their own community. So that at the heart of it, it is about our kids being joyful in their city.
Well, it's going to be a really exciting event and, of course, knock on wood and that the weather is going to be great. And, you know, we had such a mild winter. So I'd imagine the spring is going to be just wonderful as well. And lastly, Jenny, before I let you go, where can people go to learn more and get more information?
Yeah, so there's two ways that I think will be the easiest to keep track of us and be able to access the volunteer form if you want to volunteer or just the details about where to show up. And one is you can go to Facebook, search MPS True Food and follow us. There is a Facebook event that you can find for the Let's Roll, and we will be posting about it ongoing leading up to the event. The other is our Minneapolis Public Schools Safe Routes to School website, and I'll tell you that is MPSchools.com. safe-routes.org and then /safe-routes. So either one of those places would be a great place for people to visit and learn more about the Let's Roll MPS on May 8th.
Sounds good. As you just mentioned, the Let's Roll MPS event happening Wednesday, May 8th to help celebrate National Bike to School Day. Come on out that day and that afternoon and get some exercise and some bike riding in. It should be a wonderful time. Jenny Borden, Active Living Coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for the info. And May 8th will be here before we know it. It should be fun.
Thank you, Manny. I appreciate you getting the word out.